As well, time alone. My shirt stretched around my breast as they began to grow bigger, straining the buttons on the front. My boobs had easily grown another cup size larger within seconds, and their rate of growth wasn't slowing. As my breasts grew and filled out my shirt, I could feel it slowly pulling upwards, making my belly button visible. The feeling was extraordinary, and the pleasure was indescribable. The topmost button didn't stand a chance as it burst off without even putting up a fight. With it popping off, my cleavage jiggled slightly as it pushed against the collar of my shirt. As I looked down at my breasts, I watched them slowly inflate as if they were balloons. The wrinkles along the front of my shirt disappeared as my boobs continued to fill it out quite nicely. As my whole shirt seemed to shrink while I wore it, the logo on the front started stretching awkwardly in a way it wasn't meant to stretch. On the front, just below the buttons, was a picture of a small red rose, which I thought looked beautiful until my breast began stretching it sideways. Poof! The middle button exploded off, leaving only one just above the overstretched rose across my chest. I noticed my cleavage jiggle a bit more since the last button had popped off, and my boobs surely looked a bit larger. As I stared at my cleavage, I came to the conclusion that I was well past D cups. Just to see them swell bigger and bigger before my eyes turned me on, and the feeling of my shirt stretching around them made me wet. I let out a soft moan, feeling my shirt pulling tighter across my back as my tits swelled and pushed my shirt out in front. I reached up and placed my hands on my breasts, feeling them balloon inside my shirt. My erect nipples stood out as two small bumps on my shirt, and I smiled and circled my index finger around them. Placing my hands on the sides, I pressed my boobs together, and in doing so, my cleavage pressed up against the collar and also popped off the final button on my shirt. As my tits filled it out, my shirt continued pulling upwards, and was now about 3 inches above my belly button. Luckily, I wasn't wearing a bra. As my tits swelled, a small hole had formed on the front as the fabric began to rip due to the pressure. As the hole gradually grew bigger, 2 more holes had formed along the front. My shirt even ripped slightly across my back as I looked about myself. My boobs certainly did their best to swell out from the holes as bubbles of my tit flesh began to pour out from them. The fabric in between 2 of the holes had slowly ripped, forming 1 large opening across the front, just below the rose on my shirt. The large hole was progressively spreading bigger. As my shirt ripped inch by inch, my breasts kept on growing bigger as they tested the fabric's limits. A few moments later, my shirt ripped down from my collar to the large hole, completely splitting the rose logo in half. Well, it looked more like a red oval by now since it had been stretched so much. My cleavage jiggled endlessly, and my eyes widened at all the jiggling flesh. As my shirt steadily ripped apart, I walked over to look at myself in the mirror. With each step, my tits jiggled, and I smiled as I looked down at them. Standing in front of the mirror, I glanced up, and my jaw dropped. My shirt was being torn apart everywhere as my flesh surged out from all the ripped holes. Fully ripping apart, my shirt opened up and my breast bounced gleefully before my eyes. Watching this in the mirror was interesting, as it gave me a different view of my breasts. Still watching in the mirror, I smiled as my chest rose with every breath I took. I shrugged off the remains of my shirt and let it fall to my feet. I figured I had finally reached G-cups, and I couldn't resist squeezing them. I traced my hands up my sides before cupping my breasts, squeezing and kneading them as I watched in the mirror. I pinched my nipples and licked my lips as I moaned softly. I squeezed them together, smiling at how well my tits had grown. They were huge. I was still in awe at how big they were, and yet I was still entranced by their luscious feel. I massaged them softly, feeling the flesh between my fingers and my nipples against the palms of my hands. I wrapped my right arm around them the best I could and placed my left hand on my hip. I looked at the mirror as I posed. I winked at myself, grinning as I felt my breasts swelling out and over my arm's grasp. I let go and watched them bounce and jiggle freely. With my hands on my hips, I turned my body side to side and watched my tits bounce and sway as gravity worked its magic. I bounced on my tippy toes and giggled as my boobs bobbed up and down while my eyes were fully focused on the massive amount of tit flesh before my eyes. I placed my hands on my knees and bent over, watching as my breasts jiggled and dangled down in front of me. As I looked at myself in the mirror, I puckered my lips and squeezed my boobs together with the inside of my arms as I posed. After a few moments, I stood up and turned for a profile view of myself in the mirror. I cupped my breasts and let go, watching them roll out freely. I slowly kneaded them as I moaned, caressing my beautifully luscious boobs. I then turned back to face the mirror. I bit my lower lip softly and squeezed my breasts together, giggling as I gave myself a wink. The end.